If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nobody loves Tampa more than me. I don't care who says they do. They don't. They just don't. This is my town. Very, very proud of it. I still get a little misty when I drive through downtown Tampa. You know, I'm on the way here or on the way home, and, you know, the sunset catches the skyline just right. And I go, this is my town, baby. This is my place. I love it. I love it so much.
I think that's a great idea, and I hope you do use it and do it, because I think it would be successful.
I think so, too. I really do have a good feeling about this. And that's the thing that makes me feel good about it, too, is how positive you are. And then other people I tell about it, they immediately light up and they go, dude, yes, do that. That is a moneymaker. Because, I mean, I know so many people. Like, I want to interview Joe the Shrimp Guy. You know, this guy delivers the best seafood to all of us, all over the place.
I showed my Timbo.
Yeah.
The shrimp. He was blown away.
You know what he posted over the weekend?
I saw it was a crab, a big old crab.
Deep-fried lobsters and deep-fried crabs. They just fried a whole damn thing, man.
Sounds good.
I want that in my belly.
Yeah, me too.
I need it.
Sound pretty good.
So one of the things that hurts me the most about the pandemic, all this crap we've gone through, I mean, not to overshadow, you know, the people that have died, but as far as our lives and how we've been affected and how the show's been affected, I really miss having people in studio. I miss it. It was a big part of the show, having all these great folks in. I love showcasing the up-and-coming talent and even some of the just veteran talent that we have in this area. And, like, to come up with Mixtape Monday with Don Pablo, we kind of threw that together. God, it's probably been 3 years ago now, 4 years ago. And it really took off to have Monday nights where Pablo comes in and Flacco comes in, two of just the most beast DJs in town. And then Pablo starts bringing in, you know, MCs. He's like, I'm going to bring this MC. I love Pablo, too, because a lot of times he never even asked. He just did it. Like, he goes, yo, what's up, bro? By the way, I got this guy and this guy coming in tonight. And I would never question it because I knew he was going to bring the rawest people. Like, he was going to bring fire. He's not going to bring junk into the studio. He's like I am with comedy, where I don't associate with bad comics. I'm kind of an elitist when it comes. I don't have time for it. So if you see me chilling with a comedian, they got chops. They know what they're doing. Same thing with Pablo. Pablo don't hang around with doo-doo. He just don't. He ain't got time for that. So he started bringing in some of the best rappers, and we made such good friends with so many people. And then in February, we had this cat come in, just moved in from down here from New York. And he seemed kind of shy, kind of just laid back. He was in here with Mike Mass, who was just a damn incredible, ridiculous MC. Like one of the best I've ever heard. And Mass was like, wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this, dude. And I'm like, oh, my God. Just him saying that gave me goosebumps. I'm like, oh, snap. And then we gave him the mic, and he destroyed it to the point where I was like, this guy is how did they let him out of New York? How did they not lock him there? You know, like, how do you let that kind of talent go? And now he's in our scene. He's embraced our scene. We're talking about Psych Montano. Go find him on social media. Like, go just any way you can get a hold of him. PSYCH. Montano, it's just like Montana, but with an O at the end. Get him on Instagram. He has, I said that this song was dropping this week. I jumped the gun. It's not, okay? I messed up, but it is dropping soon. The video from the LP, Thundercloud, it's all coming out. Psych 101 is going to be the name of the EP, but all that's coming out October 23rd. So be prepared, folks. He sent this to me, and this is when you know you've made it in radio, Will. When you get an exclusive a month in advance, I want to play this for you guys. It's 3 minutes long. I'm not going to interrupt it. I've heard about 20 seconds of it. This is Psych Montano's brand new, I mean super brand new, fresh off the track. I mean, like, it's still dripping with wax. This is called Thundercloud.
It's a clean version, right? Radio friendly?
Absolutely.
But I doubt this thundercloud will fly away. Rains out for rains, I wonder how I wound up okay. If something bouts to bum me out, smile on my face. Clouds bound to break, sun shining on me. But I doubt this thundercloud will fly away. Rains out for rains, I wonder how I wound up okay. If something bouts to bum me out, smile on my face. Clouds bound to break, sun shining on me. Walking round with this thundercloud over my head. Thoughts profound, go underground and over my head. Won't surround with umbrellas, I always get drenched. But I doubt I'll drown, famine or drought, okay. Gotta frown, I'm a clown with the opposite face. I am down but not out, I just got to keep faith. I know God keeps me safe, but I can't promise sounds won't erupt from mouth if it turns out this is all a mistake. I will shout at the heavens, send a letter to Satan saying, wow, how could you let 10 commandments delay the human race from encountering devil's deeds? See, I think you wanted a 6-10, we defile hell in a day. We can't lose, see, for us be complacent is fate. Idle hands, all the fallen angels toy for his play. Cash is clay, we enjoy the pain and pleasure with grace. Eventually the storms fade, leave shade, see the rays. But I doubt this thundercloud will fly away. Rains out for rains, I wonder how I wound up okay. If something bout to bum me out, smile on my face. Clouds bound to break, sun shining on me. But I doubt this thundercloud will fly away. Rains out for rains, I wonder how I wound up okay. If something bout to bum me out, smile on my face. Clouds bound to break, sun shining on me. Was an optimistic kid because children existed. Inside a box, sandy prison, but filled with enrichment. I'm a clock, passing minutes, no glass to do flips with. Pointed down towards the six in the middle of Bishop. I don't stop, teardrops dry and feel artificial. I just stop because depression suppresses my wisdom. Overthought everything that went into my visions, but never saw the future I can't affect or predict it. Got no contact with forces beyond this dimension. I am blind in this life, there's no sight of prescription. I'll take flight, lay my spine on a cloud that delivers warm and shining light to my skin. I extend invitation. I will fight, not scared of earthquakes breaking the Richter. I'll survive, not afraid, hurricanes can come get me. I won't die, I'm alive, no way you will let me. Wait until my life flashes by and I fade from the century. But I doubt this thundercloud will fly away. Rains out for rains, I wonder how I wound up okay. If something bouts to bum me out, smile on my face.
Yeah!
That's dope.
Psych Montano, Thundercloud right there. He's got to get to the Tampa Bay Lightning. This will be the victory song for when they win the Stanley Cup.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
I love it, man. I love the fact that he, you know, now that he's a Tampa guy, right? Like, we've already, we've claimed him, right? He's got Tampa blood. His blood's all thin. That he's writing songs about Thunderclouds. Like, that's us. That's Tampa. You know what I mean? Did you know Tampa is the lightning capital of the country?
I did know that.
Hell yeah, baby. Congrats, Psych, on a great track, and I can't wait for the whole EP. That's gonna be amazing, man. I love it, love it. I saw Mike post something about all the Wave Theories getting ready to drop a bunch of stuff right now. So support the local scene, folks. We got so much greatness right here in Tampa. You just got to look for it, and it's there. It's all around us. So I love it. I love that these guys are thriving during this pandemic. You know, they're still finding a way to get their music out there, and still. You know, I've seen them do some live stuff too. You know, everybody's wearing masks, you know, they're kind of spacing out and everything. I love it. I love that people are still making it happen. Johnny B. Show, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Just curious. I heard the Best Of show last night and I had a couple questions. The first one was there any reason why you guys played that? Because it was interesting. You guys had, you know, predicted a really awesome, you know, 2020. Nobody saw this happening, but yeah. It's just interesting listening to the show last night.
What did we predict? What did we predict on the show? I didn't hear it.
Oh, it was just you guys predicted, like, you know, to have one of the best years ever in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, that figures.
Oh, we suck, dude. I'm sorry.
So I picked that. I did the replay, and I picked it because I wanted to bring a little joy to people's lives. It was a good time. December 2019, nobody was thinking about this.
Yeah.
And I remember the Christmas shows. They're always fun. We always had
so
people
good.
In the studio. And it was just a good time.
We had a ton of people in here, man. It was so good. All the great musicians were here singing Christmas carols. God, sucks.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, Will, do you still do, didn't you have a podcast with Anna or Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still do stuff. If you go to hmbradio.com, you can find some stuff that we're kind of doing.
Okay.
Yeah, we all have side projects, dude. Cake Belly, my OnlyFans, is getting ready to come out next week, so... make sure you go in there, throw a few bucks a month to watch me smash K-cups or something on me.
Yeah.
For sure, man. You guys keep killing it. I love the show, Johnny.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you.
See you, man.
Later, pal. There you go. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Yeah, dude. So shout out to all the local artists keeping up the good work, man. I saw Jerry X doing some stuff, some Zoom stuff recently. She's still I can't believe a lot of these folks are still around here, but yeah, she's still killing the scene. I mean, there's a lot of great musicians.
Well, it just goes to show that there's so much more you need than actual talent.
Yeah.
To really break through in the business, like how much of a crapshoot it truly is.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is luck. I mean, you have to have the skill to actually do it. But,
right.
I mean, I got a bunch of my friends that are musicians and create their own music, and it's as good as anything that I hear on the radio.
Amazing,
but just didn't pop off.
I mean, we know people of every genre that's been on the show. I mean, from country artists, you know, that we've had on this show to R&B artists, you know, you got, you know, Brandon Santino, you know, his St. Pete guy, you know, that you got, we have pop artists, jazz artists, rappers, I mean, pretty much everything you can think of, rockers, we got it all. And like you said, they're as good as anything that you hear.
Yeah. It's so crazy, too. Like, the growth of St. Petersburg has been exponential over the past few years. Unfortunately,
ridiculous.
The downsides of that is that the people who made St. Pete the thing for people to move to, they tend to get priced out. So, like, I don't see anymore... Used to see a lot of kids walking around with guitars on their backs and canvases on their backs, and they were like creating art and doing all these things and made it like this cool hip town. And it's just basic economics. So when that happens,
people
start building housing and prices go up, and people want to move here and prices go up.
They're doing that with like some of the boroughs in New York where they're renovating them and making them nice, and they're like, look what we're doing for this raggedy place, and now rich people are moving in. Yeah. And all the people that live there can't afford it. Oakland, the same thing is happening in Oakland. I saw a documentary on that where it's like, we're revitalizing Oakland, but now everybody can't afford to live there.
Can't afford to live there, yeah.
It's like, oh, man, it sucks.
And it stinks. And, you know, St. Pete still has a lot of great music.
I
want
to live in
St.
Pete. We've looked into moving to St. Pete.
It's expensive, man. It ain't cheap.
To not live in the ghetto, like to live in even a middle-class neighborhood is very expensive.
Yeah, but it's not what it was. Like, there were so many bands that were – I used to – my roommate that I lived with, he would record bands in our apartment.
Yeah.
Which at the time really annoyed me because they were playing loud instruments in my apartment.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that. Yeah.
In retrospect, when I look back on it now, I'm like, that's really cool that we did that, or he did that.
I look back now, like in the 90s, you know, I worked in a bar, I sang in a band, and I really had a dream life. And I didn't make a lot of money, but I look back and I go, my life, I worked six nights a week in a club, in like a big nightclub that I had a DJ booth. I got to spin music, like really records. And I remember I started using CDs, but I also sang in a band. We had a house band. And then I ended up being a manager of the place, and I had to run of the place. I got to hire and fire people. I got to, you know, handle the book work. And it was like, you know, it was like, I loved every single night. Like I went in there and it was good, but I didn't really appreciate it until, you know, 20 years later, I go, dude, I played with some of the best musicians. I hung out with some of the coolest people. And like, it was just the spot for music. And it's like, that's all, like, that's behind me now. It's like, now every night I get to do this, which is pretty damn awesome. But it's a different thing. Like, I do miss the music scene the way I used to be in it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was everything. I mean, like, I kind of revitalized the comedy scene down in St. Pete.
Yeah.
Putting those open mics together, and it's just, I don't think
anybody's doing it. Now look what happened.
Yeah, they're not, I mean, COVID kind of put the kibosh on it.
No, way before
COVID. But, yeah, it kind of died even
before that. I'm just kidding, yeah. I mean, there's still a little scene over at Coconuts, and they got their group of comics and stuff, and they're it's alive, you know. Coconuts was big in the 80s, though, the St. Pete Coconuts.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, so it was probably the only game in town.
They were really – they had all the big names used to roll through there. So they're still hanging out. They're you know, they do what they want to do. You know, I don't think they want to be bigger than they are. I think they kind of like what they got going on. So it works. I mean, you want to see the big, big, big names, you go to Side Splitters. You know, you go to Improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's grab this call real fast. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Love your show. I listen to it every night.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
You were looking for some other names to check out.
Yeah.
Musicians in the area.
Who you got, buddy?
There's a young kid. His name is Kai Ken. He's a rapper.
Yes.
He just dropped a single on SoundCloud a couple days ago called Godson. That's amazing.
He's a white dude, right?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. I've seen him pop up here and there on my social media feed. Okay, all right.
And his father, Kenneth Keller, is amazing. He plays 13 instruments.
Damn.
He played with Tapao back in the day when Tapao was around, and he's really good.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I like that. All right, I'm going to check him out, man. I want people to do that. I want people to post links to local artists on the Johnny B Show page and show us what's out there, man. So, you know, we can't get people in studio. Probably, I think we're locked down to the end of the year, at least, is what the company has said. But we could still support them from afar. So we do what we can. So appreciate the call, dude.
I'll get their links out to you. Have a good night.
Hey, man, thanks for listening, dude. Have a great one.
You too, bye.
Later. There you go. Listens every night.
I love it.
Probably,
thank you, sir.
Probably doesn't have cable.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.